Well, I still call that a washcloth.
And after bathing, you dry yourself.
With a towel, a Turkish towel.
And if it got so cold that the water pipes
froze,
you'd say, and they froze and the pipe
burst.
And people used to buy flour in a big thing.
White.
Not in a bag, but they got it in a big wooden thing.
Well, I think they
sometimes
called a barrel.
Okay. And do you remember a word for molasses? What did they get those things in? If you bought molasses or lard
in a keg.
Okay. Does the word stand mean anything?
S-A-N-D.
No, stand.
Stand
for a container. Did you ever say a stand of lard or a stand of lard?
No, I never heard.
Only a keg, did you say?
Well, a keg or a barrel.
Okay.
Or a tin pail. We bought it in tin pails. Okay. I buy Crisco in a tin can.
Sure. Okay, and what do you use to make it possible to pour water into a bottle with a narrow
pump? A funnel.
And if you're driving horses or riding, when you want to go faster, you use a
whip.
And do you remember a long time ago when they used to take corn to the mill to be ground, the amount of corn that you would take to make, say, a bag of meal or something? Do you remember a word for that?
Now you, but that's before my.
Before you,
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a turn of meal or a turn? Okay. What about a small amount of anything that you might carry? A grist, a change, a jag, a load. None of those words.
I might say, well, that's my tonnage, or that's as big a load as I can carry.
Okay.
But I don't, those others, I don't know.
What about if you were going to have a fire in the fireplace and the amount of wood you could carry, we call just a
armful.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay, it's what kind of a bulb?
Electric bulb.
Okay, electric.
Electric light bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a what?
Basket.
And
I carry mine over my arm, then I don't have to stoop anymore. You learn to take care of your back.
Sure. What about if you have a barrel? Do you remember those bands around it that held the wood in place?
Yeah.
What were they called? Children used to play with them, I think.
Yeah.
Hooks. How is that?
Arrow hooks.
Okay. And what do you put in the top of a bottle so the liquid won't spill out?
A cork stopper.
And what do you drive nails with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses pull it, the long piece of wood between the horses?
Wagon tongue.
And if a horse pulls a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the there are two of them.
Yeah, I know. I've done it a million times. I love that, and I could hitch up a horse.
Did you call it a...
Well, don't tell me. I know that. I want to say ties, but that's not right. Buggy. And the traces are the things that go down this way from up here.
Yeah, what did you call that thing back at the back that the...
Single tree.
That was when it was fastened to
to the
plow or something.
Well, if the buggy